shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth. I was going to say open forum, but we are beyond that. Today's Present Truth program, I'm Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. On Sunday, from 8 to 11, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Today, I'm going to start with a few articles. We're going to get back to our old friends. If you go back in history, you will be able to see the future. We have this vast granite floor in the desert called America. And everything that comes across this desert floor is etched forever. And before we see what's etched on that floor, sorry about that, we're going to talk about in Russia is not ruling out a temporary shutdown of U.S.-Russian diplomatic missions. The tensions are continuing to heighten. And what's happening between the United States and Russia. The United States cannot allow Russia, won't allow Russia to continue to work deals out with the nations just west or Eastern Europe. Russia doesn't want, or America doesn't want Russia to gain more influence in that region. American strategy is to keep Russia off balance with her neighbor countries. A warning comes amid a visit by U.S. Secretary, Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Victoria Nuland when she visited Russia. Relations with Moscow, which have been spiraling downward for over 7 years now, the Kremlin does not rule out a temporary cessation of the operations of Russian and American diplomatic missions. This is news. While the left hand is doing one thing, the right hand is doing another thing with the vaccinations, with the campaign to deceive the world through COVID-19, we have to watch that. But at the same time, there are tensions in Asia, Central Asia, that are the consequences can be dire. Also, there are tensions in China. I'll get back to Russia. America has just made an agreement with Palau. It's a nation on an island just east of the Philippines, agreeing to allow United States to build air bases there to bring in military as much as we want for as long as we want. China has been flying her air force over Taiwan, out into and over the Pacific, in the region extending out from mainland China into the Philippine area and the other nations in that area. They're getting a little bit nervous. Well, now Palau and the United States have agreed to put a base, an Air Force base to put in the naval ships in that area. This is intensifying in Asia, but it's also in Asia, in Eastern Europe with Russia. Russia is trying attempting to build some type of diplomatic dialogue with the Ukraine. The Ukraine has been wanting to join NATO. NATO is pushing for Ukraine to join. America has been funding Ukraine. But presently, the Biden administration said, we're not going to fund you. Ukraine, we're not going to fund you. And this has kind of disturbed the Ukrainian president. And he, last week, decided he better start visiting with Vladimir Putin once again. So that's just what's happening. Now they're considering a shutdown of U.S. diplomatic missions. So that's one thing. Now Nancy Pelosi, she meets with Pope Francis at the Vatican after a bishop in California urges prayer for her. The bishop, his name is Salvatore Cordileone of San Francisco, called for a massive and visible campaign of prayer and fasting for the conversion of Pelosi's heart following the passage of H.R. 3755, which, according to him, would impose abortion on demand nationwide at any stage of pregnancy. To pray for her heart. Well, you know, Nancy is a nominal Christian. She is Christian in name only. She is not a true believer in the faith in Jesus Christ. She's a nominal Christian. And, quite honestly, being an ex-Catholic, Pope Francis is also a nominal Christian. He is not a true born-again Christian. If you have studied who Francis is, the man has blood on his hands. The man is not recognized by many of the bishops, cardinals in the Roman Catholic Church. They consider him to be an imposter. They basically use the phrase, the Vatican seat is empty. And they don't recognize him as the legitimate pope to the Catholic Church. So you have a nominal Pope Francis and a nominal Nancy Pelosi, who say they're a Christian, but are nominal Christians in name only. Rick Rodriguez, be right back.
Finding it hard to buy high-quality beef that supports local ranchers and doesn't break the bank? Look no further, because High Country Custom Beef is your local beef partner. From the Ely Ranch northwest of Steamboat Springs, backed by the experience of five generations of cattle ranchers, you can buy high-quality Angus beef direct from us, the ranchers. Lock in today's lower prices before October 15th in bulk packages or box sets at hccbeef.com. That's hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world, from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
PE Shows, your local hometown gun and knife show. November 6th and 7th, we'll have the largest selection of guns, new and used, ammo, knives, accessories, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Conveniently located off I-25 and Highway 34 at the outlets at Loveland, our dealers buy, sell, and trade. There's also $50 CCW classes and a giveaway of a semi-automatic shotgun at this show. Go to PEShows.com for more details. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
Gottspainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
So Nancy Pelosi, she goes to meet the Pope. She drags her husband with her, Paul Pelosi. So you have three apostate people, nominal Christians, in name only, but not really believers. I say, as an ex-Catholic, by studying the fruit of who Pope Francis is, the man is definitely not producing fruit that Christ would accept. Then U.S. Speaker of the House Pelosi and her husband, they meet with Francis on the 9th of October, and the Archbishop states a conversion of the heart of the majority of our congressional representatives is needed on this issue, beginning with the leader of the House, Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And then Pelosi states, then Pelosi defended H.R. 3755, titled The Woman's Health Protection Act, and dissented from Cordiglione, who described the measure as child sacrifice. There are many archbishops, bishops, cardinals, many fathers, priests in the Catholic Church who are beginning now to take a stand. The Catholic Church is really, in a sense, coming out of the Dark Ages, and many of these priests within the Catholic Church that have been truly faithful to God are now beginning to take a stand. And the Pope doesn't like it. Many in the Vatican don't like it. And politicians don't like it either. Now, she states, the Archbishop of the city of that area, San Francisco, and I had a disagreement about who should decide this, quote, family size and timing issue. She said, I believe that God has given us free will to honor our responsibilities, the responsibilities to abort children, the responsibilities to kill children after they've been born. What a responsibility. The article goes on, and this article is out of FoxNews.com, Kyle Morris, on 10/9/21, October 9, 21. This section of the Catechism discusses abortion. It says the procedure and infanticide are abominable crimes. It states, the Catholic Catechism, the inalienable rights of the person must be recognized and represented by civil society and the political authority. The Catechism also warns that when the state does not place its power at the service of the rights of each citizen, and in particular of the more vulnerable, the very foundation of a state based on law are undermined. This goes just beyond abortion. This is actually us going out into the world in the area of vaccinations, forced vaccinations. So you can't separate what is happening in the abortion issue with the vaccination issue. You can't separate these issues from the spiritual reality and the gravity spiritually of what the violation of free right and just conscience does when you take an abortion stance, coming back and using the thought of a woman's right. Many of these women that are pregnant, their children, 16, 15, 14, 17, 18, even 20 years old, you haven't developed psychologically yet. It really destroys them in their future. The guilt that these people that have aborted a child feel. Not just the women, but the men involved too. Of course, more and more, the society is callous toward the matter of pregnancy. So you can't separate the spiritual gravity and the matter of conscience from just these two issues. So over the summer, Cordiglione insisted Pelosi and other self-professed Catholics that they cannot claim to be devout Catholic and condone the killing of innocent human life, let alone have the government pay for it. That's a completely different issue. But true, people don't want their finances going to, pardon me, going to these agencies within the federal government that abort children. Now, you know, over in Boulder, Colorado, where they have the Planned Parenthood. Well, Boulder is kind of an underground city. Unbeknownst to most people, there's a second abortion center over there. There was a doctor who has been aborting children since the 60s, late 60s, early 70s. Then on top of that, even going in a more hidden way, there are other medical professionals over there and people involved in the occult that are also aborting children. So you have three tiers where these children can die, where they can be, you know, they don't get to live. They don't have a right. So anyhow, when I saw this about Nancy Pelosi, I thought, what a hypocrite, what a cold-hearted orb that rules the night. Like an old song said years ago, she's cold. She's alive, but she's colder than the Arctic. Okay, then I'm going to go back to, if we don't know the past, and if we do know the past tells us about the future. In the last couple of programs, I've been talking about these important people and what has been hidden, a great mystery hidden, and a great important matter that was hidden with the Kennedy family. Joe Kennedy, he has four boys. All four boys should have been presidents. Joseph Jr. was going to become an American president. This is the power that the Kennedys had back then. But fate intervened. He was killed in a plane wreck in 1944 or 45 in Europe. John F. Kennedy does become president, but he's assassinated. Robert Kennedy should have been president, but he was assassinated. Edward Kennedy should have been president, but he, as talking about cold-blooded people, this man, insensitive, drives off of a bridge, the car goes into a river, and he gets out of the car and leaves the date in the car, and she drowns, Mary Jo Kopechne. And that pretty much ruined his plans for becoming president. Joseph Kennedy, he got to see his one son, John Kennedy, become president. But in 1961, I believe, Joe Kennedy has a stroke. I think he dies in like 68, 69. So he did realize that John was a president. He was alive and aware of his son John being assassinated. He was aware of his son Robert being assassinated, but then he died shortly thereafter. But he doesn't realize that his illegitimate son, through his secretary, a relationship he had with his secretary, Lillian Gordy, she gets pregnant. She goes back to Plains, Georgia. She marries her high school boyfriend, James Earl Carter, the first, and together they have a little boy, which was not James Earl Carter's boy. It was Joseph Kennedy's boy, Jimmy Earl Carter, who became president in 1976. So Joe Kennedy had two boys, a legitimate, illegitimate child, as presidents of this country. History is too powerful to ignore. Then you have, I've been talking about George Bush, H.W. Bush, Prescott Bush, the son of Prescott Bush, who was not the son of Prescott Bush. George W. Bush was adopted by Prescott Bush. George W. Bush's real name was George W. Scherf. I have this article that I have been coming from. History is too powerful to ignore. I also presented in the last 2 days Adolf Hitler. He doesn't die with the knowledge of the American CIA, the Vatican, England, Germany, not only Germany, France. He is allowed to live his life in Australia, in Argentina. Many of the war criminals become American citizens, 50,000 of them, and go to work for the American government. History is too, it is too important to, you know, I'll put it this way. As time goes on, the truth of the real facts of what happened in our history come out. They are too important to ignore, because what happened back then presently is affecting us today. George Bush Sr. was born in Germany. His father was George Scherf Sr. Now, this is from an article that was, there was a man by the name of Eric Oden who interviewed a man by the name of Otto Skorzeny. Otto Skorzeny was Adolf Hitler's bodyguard. Otto Skorzeny, he was also allowed to come to the United States in Operation Paperclip after 1945, and he lives his life in Florida. Close to the end of his life, on his deathbed, basically, Eric Oden, this investigator, interviews Mr. Skorzeny. And Mr. Skorzeny, he kind of has a bone to pick, so he tells the truth about everything that really takes place. Now, George H. Scherf Jr. did not like Skorzeny. They didn't like each other. So, we'll talk, I'll give you a little bit of info out of an article, Price of Liberty Eternally, .blogspot.com. Price of Liberty Eternally, .blogspot.com. I've studied this for a couple of years. You don't need to convince me. The paperwork that comes out through Germany, Russia, some from England, and FBI files basically support and indicate that Adolf Hitler did live, and talks about these men that were brought into America through Operation Paperclip. So, George Scherf, or J.W. Bush Sr., born in Germany, he is 17 years old, roughly 18 years old when he comes to the United States, is adopted by Prescott Bush. He joins the Navy in the United States. And from that point forward, the reason that George came here, they called him Curious George. Have you ever seen that little sock that has arms, legs, a head? And they call it Curious George. Well, that is made, and that story comes from George H.W. Bush. So, now that you, I have your attention, you stay put. 1360 KHNC AM Radio. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com podcast section. This is Rick Rodriguez. I'll be the host of The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. Topics, American world hegemony, new world order, agendas of secret societies, the coming world religion. Again, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
The beetles are flying, the pine trees around Greeley are dying, and so's the dollar. The ash borers are all over Johnstown Milliken, and we can only help your trees if we catch them in the first year. If the branch over the house or drive is on pre-SHF list, call Affordable Tree Service North, LLC at 568-6898. We're licensed and insured, we accept all payment forms, and honor a 10% military senior discount. That's 568-6898.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of the home you want being bought by somebody else. In this red-hot market of multiple offers, at above the listing price, you need an edge. Having a pre-approval letter from the town group is almost like cash in your hand to move your offer to the front of the line. Even if you're self-employed or don't otherwise fit neatly inside the box, the three sisters at the town group know how to get you approved. And fast. After all, the town group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day with your pre-approval letter from the town group. Get your offer accepted on that house you want before someone else grabs it. Call 844-THINK-YES before these historically low interest rates move. Call 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES.
The town group at United American Mortgage, NMLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval, some restrictions may apply.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
History is too important to ignore, and if no one wants to tell you the truth, well, that's up to them. But you can't hide the truth. Christ said, what was done is going to be exposed. People will know. Now, so this Otto Skorzeny, he was SS, Odessa, CIA, master spy, and assassin. This was Adolf Hitler's bodyguard. Friends and acquaintances of Nikola Tesla recall him complaining about a young child who was George Scherf Sr.'s son. George Scherf Jr. always snooping around Tesla's lab. On more than one occasion, probably during the late 1930s, Tesla caught the 14-year-old sheriff looking at his notes, poring through his books, stealing small items from his lab. Tesla gave him the nickname Curious George and likened him to a mischievous monkey. According to Skorzeny, Adolf Hitler's bodyguard, former bodyguard, in a deathbed confession to Eric Oden, whose name is Eric Berman, in South Miami, Florida, he stated Tesla hated the younger sheriff. In fact, according to Skorzeny, the Curious George book and movie were inspired by Tesla's suggestion. Curiously, the day before the national theatrical release of the Hollywood production of The Curious George feature-length film, Alan Shalek, the originator of Curious George and the man in the yellow hat, was found murdered under a pile of plastic garbage bags in his driveway in Florida at the age of 76. Wonder if Hillary was around. He got the flu. In short, Otto Skorzeny claimed that the true identity of George H.W. Bush was actually George H. Scherf Jr. He was the son of Nikola Tesla's illegal immigrant, German-born accountant George H. Scherf Sr. So George Bush's real father was the accountant for Nikola Tesla. Now, Skorzeny, at that time that he was being interviewed by Eric Oden, he produced a shoebox full of 60 years' worth of personal photographs showing them to Berman, or Eric Oden Berman, describing each one in great detail. The collection featured a photo of a young, majestic Skorzeny in full SS military Nazi dress next to his Führer, Adolf Hitler, which I have the photo of right here in front of me. Then there were photos of Reinhard Gehlen, SS spy and assassin, Dr. Joseph Mengele, the Angel of Death, Martin Bormann, Hitler's aide and SS assassin, and Adolf Hitler himself. So this man had photos. So you could tell, photos don't lie. They just don't lie. So if I can get the page open here, we'll get to the next. Okay. Now, the reason I'm presenting this on George H.W. Bush is because this is the power of governments to present history where what is presented is the lie, and the masses believe it. Adolf Hitler died. He was shot himself. Eva Braun died with Adolf. The fact is they moved to Argentina alive. They had more children. I know this blows your mind, but they lived. He was a young man. She was a young woman. They had more children. He produced a young Skorzeny, a photo of young Skorzeny, Mengele, Bormann, and the family of George H. Scherf Jr. Senior, I'm sorry, George H. Scherf Sr. Seated in the midst in that photo was a young George H. Scherf Jr., who was in a Navy uniform. Skorzeny explained that this young boy was trained as a spy sent to America to work for Adolf Hitler. He was given false identification and adopted by Prescott Sheldon Bush as his son. George Herbert Walker Bush, Skorzeny went on, received a forged that birth certificate in order to enter the military before he turned 18. He was 16 at the time. In the family photo, a young Scherf and Bormann both sported a German Navy uniform. Later, Scherf enlisted in the U.S. Navy as George H.W. Bush. In even greater detail, Otto Skorzeny described how, contrary to the CIA written history books, he helped Hitler, Skorzeny, he helped Hitler escape to Austria in a plane flown by a female pilot, Hanna Reich, I guess that'd be the way you put it. Hitler did not commit suicide, Skorzeny recounted. His double was shot between the eyes, and the dental records proved he was not Hitler. The dental records the Russians had. Oh, I should read on here. Americans kept it a secret, worried the truth might anger the Russians. Eric Berman, in a live radio interview on Republic Broadcasting Network, January 17, 2006, detailed how Skorzeny died on December 31, 1999. Body cremated. I have a copy of his death certificate. I saw his ashes. After the war, he helped George Bush found the CIA through Operation Paperclip and Odessa. Berman recounted how Skorzeny was found not guilty at the Nuremberg trials and then ushered into the CIA. Some 50,000 plus SS Nazi war criminals, not just rocket scientists, were brought to America after the war. Skorzeny, about age 90 at the time, was described by Berman as a very focused, very lucid, and was still very mobile. He was still able to walk around. He was still very impressive. He had the biggest hands I'd ever shaken. He was 6'4". He was a giant for his day. He towered over me. I'm only 5'8". When asked why he thought Skorzeny entrusted this information to him, Berman responded, "I was dating one of his daughters. He knew that I'm Jewish, first of all, and I'm an honest guy. And he thought that I would really try to do something about this and bring some justice, yes, to these Nazi war criminals. The whole goal was they had screwed him over, including George Bush. They screwed him over, and out of large sums of money over the years, this was one of the last ways, you know, of getting even with them." Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, The Present Truth. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Matt from Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions. Give me a call at 970-578-9821. No matter your skill level, I can create a course using a state-of-the-art firearms training simulator that's currently in use by law enforcement and military personnel. You don't have to use any of your ammo, and I bring the training to you. I have over 900 interactive training simulations, as well as shooting competitions and skill builders. So whether you're looking to protect yourself and family, if your church security team is looking to train, or you and your friends want to get together for some competitive fun, give Unfair Advantage Defense Solutions a call at 970-578-9821.
Hi listeners, Jack here. The Hunting and Sportsman Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Mall to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That is peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton, Colorado. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have a half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They always have a full line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has got you covered.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number one.
Culturally, the golden rule is treating others as you want to be treated. But financially, the golden rule is those that have the gold make the rules. When you retire, make sure you can write your rules. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
we'll continue with this interesting story, which is not. It is documented to be not just part of a story, but to be documented as what really did happen. Now, so with these programs on these people, like the Kennedys, Jimmy Carter, Adolf Hitler, I talked about Adolf Hitler's daughter, born through Eva Braun's sister, I'm trying to remember her name, who eventually becomes Chancellor of Germany, Angela Merkel. This is files that came in out of Russia and also out of the Stasi in Germany back in the 50s, early 50s. The young girl was known to be alive through in vitro insemination, in vitro, yeah. The Germans invented that. And Adolf Hitler was able to have a child through Eva Braun's sister, Greta, I remember the name. And now Adolf's daughter is getting ready to end her career as the Chancellor of Germany. All bad things come to an end. It was prophesied that in Catholic documentation that it was agreed to that at some point in the future, Hitler's daughter would once again be in a position to be reinstated in power in Germany, mocking the world, mocking the powers that be. This is the way the children of the devil do things. They don't do things just to retain power. In their control for power, they mock. This is what happened at the crucifixion of Christ. They have the power over Christ. They know he's helpless. They know that they're going to do as they please to him. But in the story of the crucifixion, not only did they torture him, but remember, one of the great components is they mocked him. If you be the Son of God, come down from that cross. Mocking. This is one of the traits of the devil. And the devil's children have that trait. So, with Adolf Hitler, through the decades after he left Germany, the German commanders who were set free, there was just a very few amount of them that actually were prosecuted. They're going through their lives laughing and mocking how stupid the people of the world are, how ignorant, and how powerful the agencies in Britain, in the United States, in Germany, France, England, these nations are so powerful to be able to move history in the way they want history to go. Very powerful. Now, George, Curious George, from that point forward, as he got into America, worked his way up into the military, he eventually, in 1974, I believe it is, he's appointed as the head of the CIA. And he's there for 2 years. He's replaced. Why? Because he's being prepared for the 8 years of Ronald Reagan, in which, during those years, he ran the Reagan administration behind the scenes. He never left power. Then he had an additional 4 years during his term. One term, 4 years. He cried when the powers that be would not allow him to have a second term. The powers that be couldn't use George anymore. They needed to use him in a different capacity. But he was going to be instrumental in the use with William Jefferson Clinton during that first term and the second term. He was already being used with William Jefferson Clinton while Clinton was the governor of Arkansas. And, okay, Arkansas. But anyhow, And the purpose was the black budget aspect of the CIA. There, to have power, you have to have money. Money, yes, just funds what your objectives are. And George was there to fund the objectives. He was there to use his oil company there in the Gulf of Mexico. It's almost in front of my eyes right now. He was using that as a means of power in Mexico and parts of Central Northern South America. And at the same time, it was a channel for drugs and a channel for he's still in the CIA. He never got out. All this is giving you a foundation of what his life was going to be. Then Billy Clinton is no longer in office. Well, they used to call him Poppy down in South America. And then he has Junior, George Junior. A senior was a little upset with George Junior because Junior just wasn't coming up to the standards that were expected of his father. And his father used to just ride him because George Junior was kind of he just wants to go out, party, get drunk, and do what he wants to do. Well, George Junior, if you understand MK Ultra techniques used by the CIA, do you think that as a CIA the director and later on working with the CIA that George Sr. was going to allow any of his children to just go through life naturally without having some type of conditioning? Jeb, you have to think about these things. These operations with MK Ultra, I tell you, the Bourne Identity, these movies with Bourne Identity, these are not stories, fiction. This is showing the world how they do it. Rick Rodriguez, 1360 KHNC AM Radio. Be right back.
PE Shows, your local hometown gun and knife show, November 6th and 7th. We'll have the largest selection of guns, new and used, ammo, knives, accessories, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Conveniently located off I-25 and Highway 34 at the outlets at Loveland, our dealers buy, sell, and trade. There's also $50 CCW classes and a giveaway of a semi-automatic shotgun at this show. Go to PEShows.com for more details. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
The creation of the cell phone has been an incredible technological advancement with many conveniences. At the same time, it became the largest vulnerable device the world has ever seen and destroys any privacies you think you may have. At any given time, multiple governmental agencies or hackers can be listening to your cell phone calls or intercepting your texts. Because of this invasion of privacy, the Defense Enabling and Assisting Framework, known as DEF, was developed to keep your personal and digital cell phone transmissions protected. To learn more, visit us at DEFProtection.com. That's DEFProtection.com. Make sure your calls, texts, and all digital transmissions are cloaked at all times. That's DEFProtection.com. Remember, privacy is freedom.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
A little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Okay, and before I forget, you know, with the German people, there are those within that race that are criminals. But there are those also that are the top best. I have a lot of friends that are Germans, good friends. I have friends I used to work with in ministry, Germans, the best. I have a friend that is, his lineage comes down through Martin Luther, the best. But then you have the criminals. You know, when I was young in high school, I was going to have a restaurant. I decided with my my future, I was going to have a restaurant. And my friends used to ask me, they'd say, "What are you going to do when you grow up? Or what are you going to do in the future?" I said, "Well, I'm going to have a restaurant." They said, "Restaurant?" And I said, "Yep, I can see it right now. Big letters, Rodriguez's Fine German Foods." And they would laugh, and they would say, "German Foods?" I said, "Yep, I want to have Rodriguez's Fine German Foods." They said, "Well, Rick, you're not German, you're Mexican." I say, "Oh, I am? Of course, I'm kidding." But they used to laugh. I used to get a laugh out of these guys, Rodriguez's Fine German Foods. I love the German people. I like Mexican food better, but German food is okay. So anyhow, with George Sr., he never left the CIA. His boys get into the CIA. I believe that they are products of CIA, MK, Ultra, as well as many of the people in Nazi Germany. Now, with Mr. Skorzeny, Berman states, "I was dating one of his daughters. He knew that I'm Jewish, first of all. I'm an honest guy, and he thought that I would really try to do something about this and bring some justice. Yes, to these, he wanted these Nazi, these war criminals to, he wanted justice. His goal was, they'd screwed him over, including George Bush Sr., they screwed him over and out of large sums of money over the years. So this was one of the last ways of getting even with them. But it was one of the ways in which God makes what has been done in secret, and it is brought out into the open. So with Mr. Scherf, I really do hope, by his being in the United States of America, I hope that someone visited with him, and I hope that he had a repentance and met Christ for his eternal salvation. This was what I hope for many of the Jewish, the German people, and Jewish people, the German people that have been part of these programs of brainwashing within the Jewish community, within Germany, internationally. I really hope that's the case. That's what I hope for. And with many of the people involved in the occult, I wish the same thing too. Many of these people, they do eventually, Christ does reach them and they get saved. So they meet the Lord. And this matter of, for the German people that are even listening to this program, you better study universalism, because universalism is one of the ways in which they keep the German people believing that you're going to live eternally. You're not. And there's going to be a place in the future that is truly fire, and God will not forgive you at some future date. Rick Rodriguez, support me, 1360KHNC.com, the Present Truth Program. I will talk to you tomorrow, and we're going to do something interesting.
Called the Glass Doctor of Greeley. Foggy window panes, cracked or chipped windshields, glass shower installations. We do it. We do it good. Heavy equipment glass, home, business, or auto glass repair or replace. We do it real good. Called Glass Doctor of Greeley. Do it good.
Stupid robot! That cracks you up. Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. 970-616-3100. That's 970-616-3100.
Hey, man, pass the bottle over and take a couple hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC-free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.